Just keep breathing and breathing and breathing and breathing. All I gotta keep on breathing. Just keep breathing and breathing and breathing and breathing. All I gotta keep on breathing. Okay, welcome to another great episode of Time Out with Coach Craig Norman. I'm sitting here with the lovely Diane Anderville. Coach Anderville, how was your weekend?
It was good, and yours?
It was pretty good. You know, we have a great episode lined up for you today. We're gonna do a brief intro, talk about a couple of miscellaneous topics. In the second segment, Meet a Gator segment, we have Eve-Marie Uhl coming in, a second-year student-athlete from Quebec City. What is she studying?
Psychology.
Yes. Psychology student. Great, talented player. And we'll get to spend some time with her in the second segment. And in our wrap-up segment, we'll talk about what's on tap for this week in terms of Bishop's University women's basketball. Couple of notes. Number one, I just wanted to put a shout-out to John DeAngelis. John DeAngelis, good friend of mine, coaching legend in Quebec. Me and him coached, we played together at Concordia University back in the 80s, all right? And we were pretty good friends. And then we started coaching together at Dawson AA and then at Champlain AAA. And then when I got hired to coach at RMC, he took over the Champlain basketball program in St. Lambert, and he produced about 25 or 30 Division I men's basketball players and some major players who went to Kentucky, Michigan State, Northwestern. He's produced more Division I players than probably any coach in Canadian basketball history. All right, but above and beyond that, he's a great guy. He's been coaching at McGill, assistant coach there, and they've been dominant on the men's side. But John is in the Jewish General Hospital right now fighting cancer. So I just wanted everybody out there in the basketball community to make sure they say a prayer for John and his wife. He's doing well, and he's fighting, and hopefully I'm going to get a chance to go visit him next week. So I'm hoping everything's going to be good there, and I know it will. Last week we touched on recruiting, and, you know, my biggest part of my job, I say it every week, is recruiting, all right? And everything I do is centered around recruiting, all right? We have some big news at Bishop's University women's basketball. We signed two kids in the last week, all right? We signed Tiana Gosby, and we signed Hannah McIntosh, both players for Champlain-Lennoxville, and that's huge for our program, all right? They went down to Laurentian this past week, Laurentian tournament. They played against three Ontario University teams, all right? So they competed at the university level, and they won two games. They lost to Laurentian the first game, all right? And they beat Nipissing on the second day, and they beat Algoma on the third day. Diane, do you have any scores from there?
Yeah, so on the first game versus Laurentian, they lost 78-52, but Diaouda Dekissia had a double-double despite the loss. Second game, they won against Nipissing. Hannah McIntosh had 15 points, and Diaouda had another double-double. Third game, they were winning by 20 points. They scored 50% from the field, and they had strong performances from Diaouda, Jessica Vidovich, and Hannah McIntosh.
Tiana had limited minutes because she's coming back from a sciatic nerve problem, all right? But she's just a terrific athlete, and she's going to bolster our athleticism, our toughness. But probably the biggest area she's going to help us is on the glass, rebounding. I feel like we struggle on the glass, Diane, and I think that addresses a huge need. She could also defend any position on the court, all right? And she has a ton of grit. So I just so look forward to coaching her. Now, Hannah McIntosh, she scored 15 and 19 in two wins at the university level. And I think Hannah McIntosh is what you call a late bloomer, all right? She's just starting to come in, but she has an unbelievable body, all right? Total athleticism. Strong. I think one of the areas that we need to address as a program is we have to get a little more athletic, and we have to get a little more depth. And we've addressed that need. And a big thing for us is, you know, Steve Cassavy is doing, who's part of our coaching staff, all right, is now starting to get traction at the Champlain-Lennoxville program. And it's, I think, their third or fourth year in the Division I level.
Yes.
And his team's about to have a breakout year, much like we did last year.
Yes.
All right? And what I like is the fact that we are now starting to convince some of his players to stay at Bishop's. And that's not easy when they spend their 3 years at Sejup on the same campus as us. So yeah, a lot of them want to leave. And Steve's done a great job of developing those kids. And we finally, you know, got the Da Vinci Code in terms of landing a couple of Champlain-Lennoxville kids. And I know that there's a couple more coming out next year. Jesse and what's the... Yes, all right. We want to land those two next year. So, yeah. So you know, we're going to keep a close eye on them. I think, you know, an area that all coaches need to be aware of, all right, is I think Diane touched on this last year, is communicating with your players. I think you got to keep a close eye on fatigue, all right, and notice that, you know what, when you go into practice, it's important that you have a practice plan, but it's also important that you're able to alter that practice plan based on what you see out there. I felt I didn't do a great job this morning with that. In the end, we had a really good practice because the kids are really learning how to grind it out, but I thought we were fatigued today.
Yeah.
And the problem with fatigue is the first thing that goes is your head, then your legs. But when the decision-making goes down, all right, it also leads to injuries because you take shortcuts, and that's when sprained ankles happen. That's when concussions happen. So please, all you coaches out there, don't be afraid to alter your plan once in a while when you see fatigue setting in. All right, here's another thing I think coaches should be aware of. All right, I think that there's inspiration to draw from so many different aspects. All right, we want to go to chapters and we want to go right to the sports section, and we want to pick up, you know, the latest book by the latest coaching phenom out there. And it's not always the answer. I'm telling you that you can read any novel, you can listen to any song, you can watch any show or movie, and you can find inspiration in how it's going to help your team. All right, and right now I'm reading a book called Pound the Stone, and it's a great inspirational story, basically about how to deal with storms that happen. All right, and storms happen all the time. All right, every day there's something that happens, and you know, I think it's important that you gain inspiration out there. And speaking of storms, all right, I think it's important that you watch your athletes. And you try to read body language. 90% of all communication is nonverbal. For instance, this morning I went into practice and I noticed that Mode Archambault was a bit down.
Okay.
All right. And so I went up to Mode and I said, Mode, what's up? And she said, I'm having some issues at home. And, you know, after practice, she came into my office and she closed the door. And you know, we talked about John D'Angelis early. We're going to have to talk about Cecile, her grandmother, who over the weekend had a bit of a stroke. So I'd like everybody out there to say a prayer for the Archambault family. And I think it's so important that you try to key into certain signals that your athletes are given. Our full support goes to the Archambault family, and hopefully Mode will be able to make it back there on Sunday after our game, and maybe she'll spend a day or two in Quebec City.
Yeah.
All right, so that's going to wrap up our first segment. We'll be right back with Anne-Marie Wood.
Some days things just take way too much of my energy. I look up and the whole room's spinning. You take my cares away. I get so overcomplicated. People tell me to medicate. Feel my blood running.
Okay, welcome back to Time Out with Coach Craig Norman. Today, we're joined in our Meet a Gator segment by Anne-Marie Wood. Anne-Marie, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for inviting me.
All right, we got Diane sitting across from her. Diane, how are you?
Good, you?
Good. Anne-Marie, is one of my favorite players I've coached. All right, she might not know it. Me and her kind of have a love-hate relationship on the court. She's learning to get mad at me in appropriate ways, which is good. All right? This morning we had a couple of altercations, but in a positive way. Right, Emery?
Yes.
Emery's now going into her second year. And Ev, I'm wondering if you maybe talk a bit about, you know, what your first year was like, the good and the bad, maybe what you did over the summer, and how things are going for you in the classroom.
My first year was kind of hard, really hard. It was tough mentally and physically because I was not physically ready, and it affected my mental a lot. Yeah. But it made me realize that in order to play at that level, I have to be in a good shape and everything. So this summer, I took a bit off from basketball, and I worked a lot. I played rugby. And I ran a lot, so it made like me get fit without playing basketball. And I knew that when I stop a bit, basketball, then when I come back I'm really like hungry to play and stuff like that, so it made me like kind of love basketball a bit more, just to step back from it a little bit and focus more on myself.
So you I mean, Ev-Marie's from Quebec City, and I think it was important for you to get, you know, I wanted Ev-Marie to stick around in the summer, and we kind of worked out a nice little compromise. But tell me, was it nice to be back at home over the course of the summer?
Yes, it felt good. Yeah.
You know, I mean, you moved away from home and you were at Bishop's and you were thrown into the fire. So what did you do over the summer in terms of employment?
I worked at the Parc de la Chute Montmorency, which is a tourism park.
Yeah.
It's a natural park in Quebec.
Okay.
And there's a lot of tourists. We sell little souvenirs, tickets. We have a gondola, and we sell tickets, and
so it's a tourist attraction.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, good. So you know what I was talking about with the compromise is that Ev-Marie came back. We opened up training camp on August 20th, but Ev-Marie came back August 6th, and she put in 2 weeks of extra work, and I know that was a big sacrifice. And I'm wondering, Ev-Marie, do you think that was a good thing for you to do in hindsight, now that we look back at it?
I think it was the best thing for me to do. Maybe I could have came in even a bit earlier, but the 2 weeks really helped me to get ready for training camp.
Yeah, I think it was tremendous. I think that, you know, last week we talked a lot about physical preparation and coaching theory and how important it is, like, you know, and how important fitness is, especially at this level. And I think you've come so far in that respect. I'm wondering, are you understanding that part of the game a bit better now?
Yes, it's way easier to play when you're
fit.
Yes.
You know, I think I'll go out on the limb here, and I'll say this to all the people out there: Ev-Marie Houle is probably the most talented post player in this province, and people don't even know it. All right, but what I will also say is I think that talent's overrated.
Yeah.
All right? And that in order to use that talent and that skill, because Diane, I don't know about you, but like Ev-Marie, in terms of her overall skill and her talent as a basketball player, the way she reads the floor, to me is second to none.
Yeah, and I've told her that before.
You know, like I coached Mara Marchesotti for 2 years, who plays for the Argentinian senior national team, and Ev-Marie Houle's skill set is much higher than hers. All right, but I think for yourself, I think you know that, and I think for yourself, it's frustrating at times that you can't use the skills that you know you have.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, and what I think you have to learn to deal with is the grind and the storm, which you're getting good at, and I think that it's going to come. Now, can you talk about this experience a bit? People don't know this out there, but, you know, I know Ev-Marie's I have to invest some time in her, and I invested 2 weeks in August, and we spent a lot of time together, but we've now got a guy on board named Ron Crevy, who played in the NBA, and every Tuesday at 10:30 to 11:30, you get to do individual skills sessions with Ron Crevy, who was drafted by the Chicago Bulls and played for them in the Golden State Warriors. What has that been like?
It's been great. Like, he shows me, I learn a lot from him. He has a lot of skills. He's an amazing basketball player, and
he has a lot to show me, and I have to learn a lot to learn from him. And I think that maybe sometimes I feel tired after practice, but like going back in the gym and working especially like on stuff that I need to work on, it feels good and it puts my confidence even higher.
What do you like training under a guy like that? Like for me too, eh? Like it's he makes me better because I watch the way he teaches the post players, and I don't think there's a better post coach that I've ever seen, and I've been around the game a bit, and it's all because his feedback is minimal, but it's right on the point.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm wondering, like, from your perspective, like, do you, like, what impact is he having on you and our team as a whole? Do you?
But it makes me like see little details, like ends up when I roll on the screen, roll on the right side, and I see like when I do those little things, then it really like I'm more open to the ball and I can have the ball easily. So it facilitates the play on like on the floor, and it facilitates the girls too.
Yeah.
Like if I have my hands up at the rebound, then it's easier for me to take a rebound, and so then the other girls don't have to worry that much about the rebound. And if I roll on the right side in the screen, then the pass is easier for the girls too. So
yeah.
I think in overall, those little things help the overall game on the floor.
Now tell me this, what are some of your goals for this year on the court, both for yourself individually and for our team? Have you thought about any of that stuff?
Not that much, but like my personal goal is to get to my best shape and then play good basketball. I don't care if it's 2 minutes, 10 minutes, I don't like the minutes, I don't really care. It's really just when I'm on the floor to be able to give my 100% and like be proud of what I did, not be ashamed of like the minutes I played.
Good.
And for the team, I would really like for us to get to nationals. It would be a good experience. Wow. But we're still young and we have a lot of work to do, but I'm pretty sure we could.
Are the girls in the locker room actually like, are they thinking that we have a chance this year to do something special?
I hope so. I hope so. But like, I think they see that we have a special team. We have a good team bonding. We're all on the same page, and it's like it's easy to talk to each other if there's problems. So I think that really helps. Now we have to show that on the court.
You know, Rosalind Ballard, our life coach, did a number of sessions on winning in the locker room. So what I'm hearing from you a bit is you think the team's pretty close in the locker room?
And yes.
Yes. Yeah. Like I've been around the game for a long time, and I haven't seen many teams that seem to be this happy together.
Yep.
Is that something I should worry about, or is that something I should be happy about?
No, I think it's something you should be happy about.
Yeah.
Because like we're all friends, we're all close to each other. If there's a problem, like we know that there's the girls are always there for us and stuff like that. So I think it's easier that way, because sometimes, you know, it's hard to go talk to the coach, but we have our captains that are there for us and that can do the message. Or we have Rosalind, too, that we could go to if ever. But I think the team is mostly there for each other, so we don't have to go higher than that. We just have to stick together. And
you know, can you maybe, you could, like, very quietly this year, I've probably monopolized a lot of the time of you girls in a very quiet kind of way. I mean, we've had nutrition workshops, we've had life skill workshops, we're lifting a lot. Do you feel like I feel like the team's handling it well. Do you feel that we're overtaxed at times and we're getting fatigued, or
no? I think it's just the truth of being an elite athlete at this level. So I think it's just what it is, and we just have to get used to it.
I agree.
But I think we're already getting used to it, and like we're getting a rhythm and a kind of a routine every day. So
good. Yep. Now, you two, all right, I'm talking about Coach Anderville and Eva Marie Uhl. You're living in the same house as Eva Marie and with a couple of other players, and it seems to me you two have a bit of a special bond, a love-hate relationship. All right, can you guys talk about that a bit? Like
I think
what is it like living with your coach?
It's more of a love relationship, okay. I think.
Yeah, you guys get along well, and you're able to deal with. How do you park the basketball when you get back to the house?
Don't talk much about basketball when we're at home, so it's mostly we're friends outside of the court.
Yeah.
And if she needs advice with something, I'm here to help. Homework, whatever it is, she knows she can knock on my door and I'll do my best to help her out.
Okay, that's
and
great.
I think the fact that we separate basketball from home, and when I come to the court, then I know that there's a limit, that when I'm on the court, it's coach, and when I'm in the locker room or at home, I know I can laugh with her and stuff like that. I can still laugh with her on the court, but at a certain extent. And
I think a beauty of this team, all right, and it's probably mirrors in your relationship, is that I think the whole team has been better able to leave stuff on the court a bit. Okay?
Yep.
Like this morning, for instance, we didn't have a great practice, but we all knew we were in it together. You know, I was as bad as the players were bad, and I was as good as the players were good. We were all in there together, right? And coaching staff's got to learn to deal with a bit with understanding the fatigue when it sets in, and the girls have got to learn to deal with that fatigue a bit better. But I think that there's not that animosity that I felt in the past.
Yeah.
You know? Now, Eve-Marie, we always end off the session, and number one, you've been great as usual. And listen to me, I'm very proud of you, and your parents should be very proud of you. And I know the team certainly notices like what a huge improvement as a player, as a person. You're maturing, all right? What advice would you give to a young student athlete out there, a female, all right, trying to make it at this level, who may have different challenges that they're facing? And I'm talking any challenges from maybe in the classroom, all right, maybe a fitness level. Like what advice would you give to somebody who's trying to aspire to be a scholarship athlete at the university level?
I think that sometimes it's better to just take a moment and visualize thing and breathe, other than just trying to rush things and stuff like that. So I think when things get hard, I'd say don't get mad, don't try to do more and more and more. Just take a moment, step back, see what you can do, and then do it at the best of your
abilities. Well, I think it's great advice. And you know what? I see you doing that. All right? And I'm so happy with the progress you're making, all right? And I know we spoke about this before. I think sometimes you're a perfectionist, and I think it's progress, and you are taking one big step forward each day. I don't know. I think maybe last week, all right, you put together your two best practices ever, and then you topped it off yesterday with your best practice, all right? And I couldn't be prouder of you, and
thank you.
I want you to just keep working hard. All right, and
I
know success is going to come. Yeah. All right, so I appreciate you coming in today, and I wish you the best of luck the whole year on the court and in the classroom. Okay.
But before we go, Emery is picking the song of the week.
Oh,
so can talk about why she picked it.
So the song of the week is "Breathing" by Ariana Grande, and I picked this song a bit in the same way as my advice. It's a song that explains a lot, that when there's a lot of stuff happening and stuff like that, instead of rushing and everything getting hectic, it's better to just take a step back, breathe, and then go back in after. Like, it's better to go back in relaxed and with your head on than going with your head all over the place.
Perfect. Well, I, for one, can't wait to hear this song. All right? Have a great day, Eve-Marie.
Thank you.
And we'll
see you
tomorrow at practice.
Yes.
Just keep breathing.
Okay, welcome back to the wrap-up segment of Time Out with Coach Craig Norman. Now, we're going to talk a bit about what's up on our agenda this week. You know, I let the girls have Saturday, Sunday off this past week because we're going to be getting into a heavy part of our non-conference schedule. This upcoming week, we play Millersville University on Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. They're a NCAA team coming down from Pennsylvania, a Division II team. Diane's going to give us some information on them, but first I just want to talk a bit about our preparation this week. Our plan this week was we're practicing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all right? And we're going to give the girls Thursday morning off. And then we're going to go Friday, Saturday with game prep. And Sunday we play the game. It's going to be at Tree LA, and it's going to be a bit of a community outreach thing. I think it's important for us to get out there in the community. For everybody out there, the listeners, I think you have an unbelievable opportunity this Sunday to see a game at 4 o'clock. At Tree LA High School, I think they're going to be charging a nominal fee, like maybe $5 to get in, which is going to go to help their program out. All right, you're going to see a tremendous team from Pennsylvania, and you're going to get the first look of the new year, all right, of the new academic year to see the Bishop's University women's basketball team play. Now, Diane, what kind of, can you give us a bit of a synopsis of this team from Millersville University in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, so they play in the PSAC Conference, the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference. They're coached by Mary Fleeg. She's entering her 29th season with 625 career victories.
Wait a sec there. 625 wins, all right? Yes. So we were just talking briefly, and basically 30 years, she's averaged 20 wins a year,
yes,
for 30 years, all right? That, like, we got a legend coming to
exactly,
town.
Exactly, yeah. She's helped out by assistant coach Kristen Kuzman and Alex Tam. Key returning players are Lauren Lister and Kendra Bainberger. They're a mostly very young team. They have 8 freshmen and 4 sophomores.
You know, we look forward to that game. We've played a couple of NCAA games since I took over the program, and we have yet to beat an NCAA team, all right? And I'm not saying we're going to win on Sunday, but I'm saying we're pretty keyed up for the game. No. The girls are excited, all right? I've started watching some film. It's a formidable opponent, and we're going to have our hands full. And the other thing that we got to take into account is we're basically playing this game at a neutral site.
Yes.
So, you know, we're going to have to deal with that adversity, and it's going to be a great experience for our girls. You know, I think they're going to be thrown right into the fire, and we're going to get a chance to evaluate. I think this upcoming weekend too, there's a big tournament at Bishop's for Champlain Lennoxville. All right. And, you know, we're going to get a chance to scrimmage St. Lawrence College on Saturday morning. So we can tweak some stuff for the Sunday afternoon game. The game is at 4 o'clock, and I think it's going to be a tremendous, tremendous experience for us. Diane, it's that time of the show where we're going to talk about, well, we've already kind of got the song of the day part out of there. What is your coaching tip of the week for everybody out there?
So the coaching tip of the week comes from a book Coach Eddie Pomakela recommended me. It's talking about the toolbox that are needed to be a successful coach. And the author was saying that it's not just about bringing a clipboard, basketball shoes to practice. Coach actually is an acronym that stands for comprehension, outlook, affection, character, and humor. So comprehension, you need to know the game. And if you're a rookie coach and you don't know most of the rules yet, that's fine, but you need to stick to what you know. Be comfortable out there when you're leading, so then the girls, whoever you're coaching, the players will listen and they'll be respectful, but make sure you know what you're talking about and you're comfortable with what you're teaching. Now for outlook, it's about having a vision for the team, for yourself, and that you seek as a team, and having your priorities in order. Always making sure that the athletes come first and winning second. Affection is about having a desire to share your knowledge and your love for the game, and being able to have a genuine concern for the players you coach. after we have character, being able to lead by example. Whatever you say, you need to be able to back it up. And by doing what you say you were going to do, the players will see that you care and that you actually do what you say. You mean what you say, and then they'll start doing the same, and it'll be good for the team as well. Lastly, we have humor. It's being able to laugh at yourself and being able to like relax a bit, not always being serious. So then it takes the pressure off. The players will be comfortable with having mistakes on the court, and they know as long as they learn and they try not to repeat the same mistakes, everything will be fine.
I mean, that's like just unbelievable coaching theory by Coach Andrew. Diane, that's like quite valuable information. And I think the area that spoke to me the most was the part about just coach what you know.
Yeah.
All right. I know, like for me, I'm a kind of a paranoid coach a bit, and I get anxiety ridden or full of stress when I try to teach things that maybe I don't know as well as I can. Yeah. And I think this is so important. Don't overcoach the game.
Yes.
Keep it as simple as possible. All right. Because there's going to, like, kids or players, student athletes, they're going to ask you questions about what you're trying to teach.
Yeah.
And you need to have the answers.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to put yourself in a compromising position. All right. And your anxiety is going to go up, which is going to cause your performance to go down. All right. So I think that's just great, great information. All right. That wraps up another great show of Time Out with Coach Craig Norman. Diane, absolutely fantastic job today.
Thanks, Coach.
Ev Marie did a fantastic job. All right. I'm still struggling and I'm going to get better. All right. And we hope to see all you basketball fans out at Le Triolet High School on Sunday afternoon, August 7th, Thanksgiving. Will be a great pre-Thanksgiving dinner event for you and your family to go to. 4 o'clock, Bishop's University versus Millersville University. All right, next week we'll have a great show. I'm going to try to get Tiana Gosby and Hannah McIntosh in here, who recently signed with Bishop's University. So have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week.